Hello, everyone. A very warm welcome to my weekly update. I wish I could actually say warm. It feels bitterly cold here in South Wiltshire yet again. It's been a full-on week. I've been in London every single day. This week, I gave evidence to the Environmental Audit Committee chaired by Shropshire MP Philip Dunn earlier in the week, alongside Chris Brown from Asda, the Food and Farming Countryside Commission, and Sue Pritchard and Peter from Dairy UK. A really important evidence session looking into many different things, challenges on water quality, water security, looking at the impact of climate change and weather events, talking about the drought last summer, inflation, what that is doing to farm businesses, how we deal with it, looking at the long term of what this will look like and how the policy with Elms and the SFI, is it impacting on it? Is it helping it? There's, as you know, as I keep saying, there is a lot of work to do on that. But an important session and really strong cross-party representation on that committee. Talking of Elms and SFI, though, we are kicking off our roadshows. David Exwood, as Vice President, very much leads on this policy area. So he will be touring the country with, well-known to many of you, Richard Wordsworth, Claire Robinson, Andrew Clark, our Director of Policy, really wanting to hear from you as to how it is feeling on the ground. So they'll be feeding in, obviously, what we know and what we want to happen, but we really want to hear from you. So please do contact your regional office to book a place. It would be great to get as much engagement as we possibly can. There's a long way to go, and it's looking a very unlevel playing field, I have to say, with grassland on one side and arable on the other. And I know the uplands guys are getting very, very concerned, and many of lowland livestock producers as well. So we need to hear, we really do need to hear from you, and we want to update you on everything that we've been doing on this subject too. And it's also starting this Sunday, the Great British Beef Week. This Sunday is St George's Day, where traditionally we have always eaten in England a rib of roast beef to celebrate it. Of course, a lot of that has got long forgotten. But Great British Beef Week has now become a sort of staple in the diary. And it was my great privilege some 15 years ago to co-found Ladies in Beef and the Great British Beef Week alongside Gilly Greed. There's now, of course, a huge tour de force of female farmers across the country who tell their story about British beef during this week. And it's really, as we always hoped it would, it's really grown legs of its own. A lot of support from AHDB, and huge thanks to them and the marketing team. They've done a lot of market research. The strapline that really landed well with the public was naturally delicious. The fact that it's grass-fed, it's natural. That was the phraseology, effectively, that everybody really bought into. So they're working with a lot of foodie influencers, chefs. I did a piece to camera about a traditional roast, but they're also looking at different roasts, different flavours, different tastes from across the world, but all about British beef. So huge thanks to Gilly and the team. It's really great to see it going so well. For us, campaigning is a big part of what we want to do, trying to raise the profile of farming, talking more about food that people eat, more about the environment, resonating with everybody. This matters because elections are looming, and we need people on the ground to really understand the importance of farming and buying British. And on that note, finally, our food business team, headed up so ably by Amy Fry, who've been very much working on sector plans, looking at not only engagement on British sourcing with retailers and the out-of-home market. Of course, don't forget, out-of-home market, 50% of the value of the food market. We tend to focus on retail, but actually out-of-home being just as important. So we've been working up for a long period of time now these sector plans, commodity board chairs and the board's chief advisors done a fantastic job. And Amy is now having that engagement with supply chain. She spoke with M&S last week and messaged me to say she was really delighted at how the meeting had gone, the interest in the work they're doing, them saying that they are absolutely committed to British sourcing. But looking to the long term, sustainability, value, you know, decarbonisation is going to cost, and there's got to be a value to it that comes back to the farm gate. So it's really important that we're having these conversations and sharing our thinking. So one final thing, of course, it is the London Marathon this Sunday. I'm going to be relieved, if I'm honest, when it gets to Monday. The thought of running 26 miles right now is not hugely appealing. But just want to say thanks so much. So many people have sponsored us, and I'm so, so appreciative. It looks like, fingers crossed, we are, with the checks coming in as well, we are going to raise probably just over 30,000, which I'm absolutely thrilled about, and it will make a phenomenal difference to Farm Africa and those smallholder farmers in East Africa who are leading extremely challenging lives, and this is transformative. So as ever, wherever you are, please take care, and I really look forward to speaking to you again next week. Many thanks.